USA News, I'm John Schaefer. According to multiple sources, two people are dead following a car explosion on a bridge at the U.S.-Canada border near Buffalo, New York. Eyewitnesses report seeing a car accelerate directly into an inspection booth on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, resulting in images of mangled metal. The FBI describes the scene as very fluid, and law enforcement has cordoned off the entire area. A deal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza has been reached between Israel and Hamas. As part of the agreement, Hamas is set to release at least 50 hostages, and in return, Israel will release 150 Palestinians currently held in its jails. Additionally, the deal includes provisions for allowing trucks carrying fuel and medical supplies to enter Gaza. This holiday season will see the busiest travel days in U.S. history at Newark Liberty International Airport. It's been a mixed bag for travelers.
We were supposed to get home yesterday from Costa Rica, but they delayed us, and then they sent us to Florida, and then after Florida, we ended up here.
I thought it would be way busier, and it's been pretty easy getting through.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said this year is seeing a record number of air travelers, coupled with a notable reduction in cancellations compared to previous years. More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising. Today's the 60th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas.
Good evening. The essential facts are these. President Kennedy was murdered in Dallas, Texas.
President Biden characterizing it as a defining moment of deep trauma and loss that shocked the soul of the nation. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, a sign that the U.S. job market remains resilient despite higher interest rates. The Labor Department reported today that jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 209,000. The previous week's total, 233,000, had been the highest since August. The former leader of OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, is set to make a comeback to the company that dismissed him just a few days ago, bringing an end to a brief yet tumultuous power struggle that sent shockwaves through the tech industry and highlighted the challenges surrounding the safe development of artificial intelligence. Tuesday, the San Francisco-based company announced that it had reached an agreement in principle for co-founder Sam Altman to resume to the role of CEO, operating under a reconstituted board of directors. Thanksgiving weekend is gearing up to be a big one at the box office.
The new Disney animated film Wish and Ridley Scott's new historical drama Napoleon are the top releases hitting movie screens over the holiday weekend. Wish, featuring the voices of Chris Pine and Ariana DeBose, is expected to bring in about $45 to $50 million in its first week. Napoleon expected to earn $22 million between Wednesday and Sunday. I'm Corey Myers.
And a Texas woman has been arrested for vandalizing the home of a man she connected with on a sugar daddy dating app. Kaylee Medina allegedly doused the man with laundry detergent, causing him burns and blindness. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.